Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Ma'aser Sheni. We are in the fifth parak. Mishnayos Tes and Yod. The Mishnah begins as follows: Mishahayu Perosu V'Chokim Imenu. Let's say a person realizes that the time of beer is quickly approaching, and he realizes that he already separated Ma'aser, but he can't give it over because it's far away from home. So the Mishnah tells us, in such a situation, Tzarech Likro Lahem Shem. The Mishnah says he has to designate an appropriate place to the person whom he grants the possession of the various stuff. And the Mishnah says, by the way, there's a story that actually proves this point. There's a story that's told about Rabban Gamliel and this Kenim, right? They were traveling by boat at the time of Biur, and since they couldn't come home on time to perform Biur, Rabban Gamliel was a little bit concerned. So Amar Rabban Gamliel, he said, well, listen, I have a simple solution over here. Isur Shani Yasid Lamod. He says, the tent that I'm going to measure out in the future, he's going to give that over, Nasan Li Yoshua. Right? It was given over to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, who was a Levi, and he was on the boat. So Rabban Gamliel said he was giving it to him in that situation. And now, so from the words, Ani Yasid Lamod, it's apparent that he hadn't separated the Ma'aser before he traveled. But it couldn't be considered if he didn't declare it, because that would he has to go ahead and figure it out, unless you specify the specific location. So what's going on over here? So the Mishnah doesn't mention, the Mishnah is not pointing out to say that Rabban Gamliel had already designated the Ma'aser from his formula by using the correct formula, because the bottom line is, the Mishnah is not mentioning it now because that's not the focus of the Mishnah. Right now we want to know what happens in that situation. So he said, and the place is rented to him underneath the Ma'aser Rishon for a nominal rental fee in order for him to fulfill his beer obligation. Another tent that I have to separate. He said the next tenth is given over to Rabbi Akiva, who was a Gabbai Tzedakah. He was in charge of the Tzedakah, so and he'll take it for the poor. And by the way, its place was rented to him. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua came along and he said, "Isur Shani Asid Lamo Nasan Lalazar Ben Azariah Makomo Muskalo." He says, the tent that I'm going to later go ahead and separate from my tent, Rabbi Yeshua, again, having gotten Ma'aser, has to give Trumas Ma'aser. So he says, I'm going to give mine over to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, Umakomo Muskalo, and its space is also rented out to him, and Eskablu Zemizeh Sachar, everyone got Schar out of it. So now, once the time comes, he has to do Vidui Ma'aser. What is the text of the Vidui Ma'aser? B'mincha B'yom Tov Acharon, right? On Mincha, on the afternoon of the seventh day of Pesach, that is the proper time to recite Vidui Ma'aser. Now, technically, beer had to be done the day before the first day of Pesach. In other words, it had to be done on Erev Yantiv, but you didn't get rid of all the Ma'aser Sheni and Netar Ravai then. A person was allowed to leave that which he needed for Yantiv. And so the Vidui Ma'aser had to be recited at the end of the Yantiv. So therefore, what did he say? Ketzad Haya Vidui, what did he say? So he would say, Biyati HaKodesh Min Abayis HaMa'aser Sheni V'Netar Ravai. He referenced the Kodesh Min Abayis, which was a reference to the Ma'aser Sheni and the Netar Ravai, which had to be removed from the house. V'gam Nesatib LaLevi, that I gave it over to the Levi, Zema'aser Levi. Right, that refers to the mice that belonged to the Levi. That's what I gave to him. Begam nesativ, and then when he says, I also gave it, that's Truma and Trumas Meiser. I also gave over that which I'm supposed to give to the Kohanim. Right? La Ger LaYasom V'Almana is a Meiser. The reference in the Pasuk to Ger Yasom and Almana, which tend to be poor people, so that references Meiser Ani Leket Shecha and Peya, and Afal Pishena Ma'akvin is a Vidui, even though Leket Shecha and Peya aren't part of the regular Vidui Meiser, still he took care of it. Mina Bias Zu Chala, and also you have to understand, when he references Bias, he also is referring to the responsibility of challah, right, which has to be separated in the house. And so he says, I took care of all these things, and he'll continue explaining his vidui when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, amazing, fantastic day.